This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. Good to be with you on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. So apparently over the weekend, Seth, Aaron Rodgers met with the Steelers for 6 hours at their building. Talked to
6 hours?
6 hours. I can't imagine sitting down and meeting with anybody for 6 hours.
That's about how long a mushroom trip takes. Yeah. So that makes sense. Yeah, they probably just sat around a communal fire and chatted it up.
We're going to do the meeting on my terms, boys. So here you go. Here's the mushrooms. This is going to be my kind of meeting. And see how much you want me. This is Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. This is the update on the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. Quote, "They've already got a contract offer standing out to Rodgers in place, so they talked about fit. He met with Arthur Smith, the OC, Mike Tomlin, the head coach, owner Art Rooney, GM Omar Khan, so he's meeting with every layer that matters to him. Fowler says, in fact, I was told the Steelers wanted to make this meeting happen so much, they skipped Michigan's pro day yesterday, which if you know the Steelers, that's a big deal. The whole contingent goes to every big pro day. They stayed in town to meet with Rodgers. And look, I checked with a team source that said they're aggressively pursuing this. He's number one on their radar." End quote. He left the building without a deal. So
okay, they've already established that they're very willing to take a chance on a guy like Russell Wilson, aging veteran. Doesn't quite necessarily seem like he fit the Steelers' ethos and history and all of that. Russell Wilson did not seem like a Steelers type of guy.
No.
And it's weird because Aaron Rodgers, despite having played in one of the ultimate blue-collar types of teams, the Packers, for his entire career pretty much, doesn't quite seem like a Steelers type of guy. The six-hour sit-down, I think there's almost no way that doesn't end up with both sides feeling better about each other unless a guy is a complete D-bag. And, I mean, the Jets did the same thing. They had a nice long conversation with Aaron Rodgers. And I think Aaron Rodgers, in his mind, is probably all about, yeah, I really like this stuff you do, Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator. And, yeah, I could totally see fitting in with all of this. And then there's, you know, it's a matter of sustaining the relationship after that.
Yeah.
The fact that they sat down for 6 hours, and I'm guessing Arthur Smith said some things that really appealed to Aaron Rodgers, the developing a run game, a play action, all these things that can make life easier for him, I bet it really appealed to Aaron Rodgers. And I would guess that this gets done.
I think it gets done. Why the delay? I do wonder, okay, there's no deal in place for one of two reasons. Either Aaron Rodgers is enjoying the attention, which I think is firmly in play, that he was not the domino that needed to fall at the beginning of free agency for things to start moving. That was Sam Darnold. He now is the domino that needs to fall, at least in the quarterback world, you know, versus a team going with Russell Wilson or making a trade for Kirk Cousins. I mean, we're down to the bargain DVD bin here. So he's either It's one of these two or both of these things. One, he's just enjoying the attention of finally being the guy who everybody's waiting on. I think there is an element of Aaron Rodgers to that. When it comes to just the football decision, there's not really another situation that makes sense for him to be waiting for at this point. You know, the Vikings have said we've moved on. You know, unless he's trying to get the Vikings back engaged again, Man, other than just the fact that he bought a house near New York, that's the only reason I can think of he'd want to play for the Giants is that he lives there in New York and it's New York. That's a bad situation. You're going to be going to a team where the GM and the head coach are completely on the hot seat and on the verge of getting fired. I'm wondering, Seth, if he's trying to decide between playing for the Steelers or just staying in shape and being the guy that kind of vultures the best situation in season, possibly?
I don't know. I think that you got to remember this, too. I think for Aaron Rodgers, I would imagine, as it would go for any athlete who's in his 40s and only has a couple of years left at most, he wants to be careful about it. So, like, whether you hate Aaron Rodgers or love Aaron Rodgers, I don't doubt that he genuinely wants to feel right about it. And he's in a point of time where there's a month before the draft. It's not like it was when he was with the Packers and they couldn't get a hold of him and they're desperately trying to make a decision. Mm-hmm. This is a team for which he's not a current employee. They haven't paid him a single cent. He doesn't owe them anything. And I think that he's genuinely got some time to maybe sit with it and have a conversation with them and feel it out and figure. And maybe he wants to go visit the Titans too. It makes the most sense. I mean, the Titans could sign Aaron Rodgers and still also draft Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't... So Aaron Rodgers could feel awesome about any meeting with the Titans, but still feel like, all right, I'm three bad games away from getting benched for a rookie.
Yeah, that's...
I think the Steelers make the most sense, and if there's any delay right now, I don't think it's because Aaron Rodgers is trying to milk it for drama or anything. I think he's probably just wanting to feel that he wants to feel right about it before he does it.
I wonder if guys like Rodgers look at what happened with Kirk Cousins last year, where he signs this really lucrative deal.
Yeah.
So I don't feel sorry for Kirk Cousins in this case, and he's coming off an Achilles. So he got, for a guy coming off an Achilles who'd won one playoff game in his career, Kirk Cousins really doesn't have anything, or didn't last year have anything to complain about, I don't think, when they went ahead and drafted Michael Penix with the 8th overall pick. And yet we know that egos get involved and guys want to feel like they're the guy. And I'm sure there was a part of Kirk Cousins that felt like he was looking over his shoulder the entire time, and rightfully so. Michael Penix wound up being the starting quarterback for the Falcons at the end of the season last year.
Yeah.
So it played out that way. Now, Cousins is still on the Falcons right now. They just paid him a $10 million roster bonus, so maybe he's going to be around again there this year. I do wonder, like, someone like Aaron Rodgers, who's in a very similar situation. You know, he's just got cut loose by the Jets. He's a free agent. The Giants and the Titans make a lot of sense, at least. Like, that's an upgrade for them at quarterback, Aaron Rodgers is. Yet I think it's a near lock that the Titans draft a quarterback with the number one overall pick with Cam Ward. And I feel like there's a really good chance that even if the Giants signed Aaron Rodgers, that they might draft Shedeur Sanders with the 3rd overall pick. I guess the question would be with the Steelers. They're picking 21st overall.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably very little chance of that happening with the Steelers, I would think.
Right. I don't think, for one, there's no way in hell that organization is trading all the way up to the top of the first round.
No.
To try for one of these quarterbacks, especially.
Yeah.
And likewise, I don't think there's not a Michael Penix in this draft. I think that a team might talk themselves into just, the scenarios that make sense for Aaron Rodgers right now, given the teams that we know about publicly, the Steelers make a whole lot of sense. I think it's probably more a question of, are the Steelers comfortable with Aaron Rodgers? Because he comes with all this bad PR about him wanting his personally hand-selected offensive coordinator. The stories about how he operated in Green Bay, where he and the head coach didn't seem to be on the same page at times. It might have, I mean, Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, might have final say on this.
Mm-hmm.
Did he sit down with Aaron Rodgers and feel like, okay, yeah, he's going to want to run my offense and he's going to be on board with the way I operate?
Yeah. We're getting a lot
do
of...
Do you think he would be?
Do I think Aaron Rodgers would be on board with running Arthur Smith's offense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he should be, like, at this stage of his career.
Being more of a scheme guy instead of just kind of winging it on his own.
I think he needs to be at this point. I think he should be.
Because Arthur Smith is old school in a lot of ways in terms of the way he wants to call plays. I mean, remember, in Tennessee, it was a pain in the ass because they were so good at the play action. They were going to run the ball. They were going to set up and make whichever quarterback was in look like the best version of himself because there were play action opportunities. And Rodgers' reputation in Green Bay was that, man, McCarthy would want to run the ball, and Rodgers would just, nope, we're passing.
Yeah.
Check out, check out, check out. That's got to be... I mean, that's a big thing. That was Aaron Rodgers going to be comfortable just running the running the scheme.
6 hours, I would imagine that they came up several times, I would think.
Yeah.
So hopefully they both got clarity on how they feel about that. Now, look, here's the thing, too. Aaron Rodgers is still sitting here delaying. Meanwhile, you've got Cam Hayward, possible future teammate, on his podcast last week saying, hey, man, if you want to be a Steeler, be a Steeler.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, yeah. Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Rodgers would respect that.
Yeah.
That's just a guy being blunt with it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of speeding ticket stories on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. This goes back to a story that we hit in Acknowledge Me an hour ago of a Georgia co-ed who's been arrested multiple times in the last few weeks. Her first arrest was speeding. Her second arrest was, she got a speeding ticket. Her first arrest was driving recklessly moments after getting a speeding ticket. Some of you texting in, got pulled over doing 90 in a 25 when I was 17 years old.
Oh my God.
The officer said it was the end of his shift or else I would have been going to jail. So the officer was like, look, I got to get home and watch The Sopranos or something like that.
90 in a 25.
Think about where speed limits are 25 miles an hour and how dangerous that is.
That's like there's pedestrians schools.
Yeah.
Or 90 and a 25.
90 and a 25. Yeah.
It's 17?
Yeah.
Plus you get, I don't know what the current laws are, but a lot of times when you get a ticket like that in your first year or two, even if it's not as egregious as that, you lose your license immediately.
Yeah.
Wow.
And insurance rates and everything else. Oh, man. Text message, I got pulled over going 23 in a school zone, but I got out of it because the officer circled 3 a.m. instead of 3 p.m. on the ticket.
Oh, he got up on a technicality.
Yeah,
Because it wouldn't have been school. Boy, that's interesting, though, too, because even if I might say, I wonder if he went to court and said, yeah, it was 3:25 a.m. It was weird. I don't know why I did. That is another little trick of the trade, everybody. It's that a lot of times if you show up in court to contest it, the cop's like, I'm not going to take half my day to go to court.
Right.
So I can prove that I was in the right on this traffic
ticket.
Have
you ever?
Sometimes the cops just don't show up for the court date.
Have you ever done defensive driving to get out of a ticket?
No.
Okay.
No.
I have. They have the comedy ones. You can go to a comedy
club. Oh, yeah.
Those are kind of fun. You know, it's not.
How long is it? Is it like, it's like 5 or 6 hours?
Yeah.
It's a long Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I don't remember exactly how long it was. I remember being very excited about getting out of the ticket and not having my insurance rates go up, though. I'm like, oh, this is cool. I get to sit and eat and watch a stand-up comic teach me how to drive better. Yeah.
Was it actually funny, or was it kind of like, all right, this isn't as bad as something that's
the one
dry?
I went to was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, but I was wasted. No, I'm just joking. just kidding.
I was just trying to sober up in time to drive home.
Yeah, exactly. Irony. Irony, thy name is Pendergast. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Monday. All right, one of the newest Texans. The move that I think is probably being the one most widely lauded by Nick Caserio gets a big stamp of approval from a prominent voice in the football community. We will have that for you. Coming up next.